Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to look at oil analysis reports on your heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on the podcast. Oil analysis reports on heavy equipment are as crucial as a blood report to a human. By the blood report, we get to know the elements in our body in the same fashion as by doing an oil analysis. We can get to know if the machine that we see so strong is indeed strong or it's becoming weaker from the inside. Remember, just like humans, we may look strong from the out, but we may carry a lot of ailments that remain hidden inside our body. The machine too may have the issues inside, but may still look healthy from the outside. It becomes the duty of the owner to ensure that the fluids of the machine are checked in a timely manner, and this analysis is done to understand the actual position of the machine and if the equipment is not healthy as it appears to be. Then necessary steps need to be taken to get it fixed. A contractor will not have the tools to conduct an oil analysis. Therefore, it is recommended to check for an authorized or qualified oil analysis laboratory who will do the necessary tests for you and give you the detailed report. Ideal oil analysis laboratory gives you two types of report. One is the basic report, and the other is a diesel crack case report. The basic report is not as very helpful as it only provides with very limited information, which focuses on the wear of metals and containments. But there is certainly more to see if just these two there, and therefore it is advisable to go for a diesel crank case report. In a later one, the person gets a detailed analysis on the report, which helps the owner understand the current position of the machine. It is not only gives the report feedback on the wear items or the wear metals and the containments, but also the additives, the viscosity, and the base number. Other than these two analyses, there are more oil analysis that can be done, which it will be slightly expensive than the two tests. They include more chemicals, which makes a process strengthened but accurate, and which is why someone wants to go for an advanced oil analysis, they can ask for it. By paying a bit more, will lessen your worries as you will have the correct picture in front of you that will help you decide the way to go forward. Once you have done with the tests and the preventive actions are taken, the next question is when you should ask again the ongoing tests. Well, that will be performed by the guys in the laboratory. So get a detailed guideline from them and also some piece of advice on how you should be dealing with the exact care should be taken to increase the longevity of your equipment. Doing oil analysis regularly not only strengthens the life of the machine, but also increases the efficiency and effectively for long haul, and may find the machine to be consuming less fuel and have to be more productive and becomes more productive. Again, you know, do what's right on your equipment. If you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.